Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's my intention that the federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. This is going to take some time. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way until the port is reopened and the bridge is rebuilt. We're not leaving until this job gets done.
When I first heard that, I thought, why the federal government? And I hate when they don't talk about where money comes from. Taxpayers from across the country will pay to rebuild this bridge. I first saw that. I thought, is that the way it's supposed to work? I mean, they get the benefit of the bridge there and everything. So why am I paying for it? Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, well, that was just good old-fashioned political pandering, not surprisingly, from the old fella. Congress would have to appropriate a lot of money, perhaps more than $1 billion, to rebuild the bridge. And Biden, you know, in fairness, he did make reference to hopes Congress will go along with this because they absolutely need to. The port could be closed for another 6 weeks. Senior Hill aides already saying that the package will take time to draft and pass. Any legislation to address the deadly disaster is certain to become a target for other local pet projects and key lawmaker priorities.
Sure, of course. Why wouldn't it?
Well, right. Hey, we got a bridge over here. It's about ready to fall down. How about our tunnel? Well, I've got a roadway that you can... Right, exactly. Every congressman with any heft is going to join.
I have an aqueduct.
Right. What about the aqueducts? Who will save them? So it could be it'll become one of those giant bloated must pass bills that everybody gets their pork from. There are a few emergency funds that can be tapped, but they're completely insignificant to the job.
So is it because it's an interstate that we all have to pitch in and pay for building the bridge again?
Well, no, no. In fact, that part isn't even true. Federal money will play a role in this, but the Wall Street Journal doing a good job of going over the incredible complexity of the coming years-long legal fight over insurers. And it is something. The Singaporean owner of the cargo ship that took down the bridge is expected to invoke a law dating back to the 19th century that limits the liability of ship's owners, blah, blah, blah. The fight, maritime lawyers say, could run as long as a decade.
Wow.
While the lawyers fight, most claims will likely get paid by the insurers, including money for the bridge's reconstruction. Then they'll duke it out among themselves. Other big sources of claims include the loss of revenue for the port, the vessels now stuck inside it, and for many businesses affected by the resulting supply chain snarl-up. The bridge part may be the simplest to resolve. The structure cost some $60 million in 1977, which is around $300 million today when adjusted for inflation. But with the bureaucracy that exists in government these days, we can't get anything done. It'll probably be $1.5 billion. Now, the bridge is covered by the state of Maryland's insurance. The policy covering property damage and business interruption, blah, 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 pays up to $350 million. The state, with its insurers in support, will likely be among many claimants that sue the Singaporean owners. Now we get to the reinsurers, and there are quite a few of them that are insurance companies for insurance companies. They will all be suing each other over hundreds of millions of dollars until we're all dead and gone. That's who's going to pay for the bridge.
Well, I was just looking at it from a basic taxation without representation standpoint of
sure.
you there in that area of the world decided at some point, or your city council did, or the governor, or whoever, that you needed a bridge there, and it would be good for traffic to get people across, so you'd make more money, and blah, 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 blah. But I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, well, I would argue that shipping and transport have absolutely a federal component to them.
All of
the,
it always?
The people of no, certainly not. No, I didn't say that. But in general, major ports, yeah, they benefit the whole country. Maybe locally disproportionately, but Lincoln was actually part of a huge debate in the state of Illinois many, many moons ago. The late, great Abraham Lincoln, as Trump referred to.
Who would probably buy one of those Trump Bibles.
Oh, probably. He's a religious man. A big question he wrestled with early in his career, stripped to the waist and wrestled with the issue of to what extent is infrastructure a state or federal responsibility? Anyway, so that's politics. I thought this was interesting. This is logistics. This is Lieutenant General Scott Spellman, who is, I believe, with the Army Corps of Engineers, clip number 31, Michael.
We're going to go about this in three steps. The first is to get the steel truss out of a 700-foot wide by 50-foot deep channel. And then we're going to look at the bottom, see what concrete members are down below. When these ships come into Baltimore Harbor, there's anywhere between a foot and a foot of clearance from the bottom. So any piece of concrete, any piece of steel on the bottom is just as much of a hazard. So that's step one. That's going to allow us to get one-way traffic going in and out of the port of Baltimore again. The second, we'll work very, very closely with the Coast Guard. We've got to get that ship right now is just on the lip of the channel. There are containers on top of the vessel that need to be stabilized. We've got to lift that truss of bridge that's overlaid over the top of that vessel, get that off so it can be tugged to a safe part of the port. By removing the vessel, that will allow us to reopen two-way traffic. Then, of course, our third step would be to take out the remaining 2,900 feet of steel and all the associated concrete and roadway that's at the river bottom. We're up to this task. We have all that we need.
The fact that it has a foot of clearance is stunning.
Reminds me of a conversation I had with my brother, the submarine captain, in which he was explaining the incredible importance of calculation, mathematics, and navigating that sort of thing. And I essentially said, what if you get the math wrong? And he said, we don't. So can you imagine a vessel of that enormous size and weight? And you figure, oh, yeah, yep, the math checks out. It'll have a foot. It'll have a foot of clearance. I'm making my are you sure face. I found so much interesting in that report. And the fact that this lieutenant general, he says, oh, no, we've got the tools. We know what to do. We're going to get started. I would look at that project and just weep. I would just cry. I don't know where to start. What a logistical nightmare.
So that thing's got, I forget how many gazillion gallons of fuel on it still. And then you got all those containers, some of them that have hazardous materials in them, and there's something leaking because there is a sheen on the water today when the sun came up. They're not exactly sure what's leaking out of what causing that problem. And it's still just sitting there. If you've seen the pictures, it's just jammed into the bridge sitting there. That's what the guy was talking about. But
yeah, what a project. So that was a weighty, complicated, and serious topic. I would like to serve now a delicious dessert of funny, if I might. One of our beloved listeners sent along a link to a Twitter account, and the caption is merely, oh, my God, ha, 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 man, they're going to have to take this toy away from us really soon. And it is an AI program that you can, with some fairly simple instructions, you can cause it to write a song for you. And I think you can give it the some of the lyrics you want and that sort of thing, and it goes from there. but people are doing it sarcastically now.
No.
Because like
no, they are not. They're misusing it.
Like all AI systems, of course, it's woke. And so this one guy, he wrote a song. He had the AI craft a song entitled Diversity is the Best. And you have to listen to the lyrics. It is funny. 15, Michael.
Minorities everywhere, pretty great stuff. All these minorities, I just love them. Diversity is so cool. Minority is so cool. Minorities all around me, this is totally the best. This is the best thing ever to have all these races. I love having races. I love all these different races. They treat me so good, respect me so much. None of these minorities would ever do anything bad. None of these minorities would ever hurt a fly.
Minorities, it lays it on so thick.
All these minorities.
All right, that's good, Michael. That's plenty.
But so the whole thing is AI?
Yeah. The music, the singing. I think they've finished the lyrics. You give it like some prompts and say, finish a song on this theme.
Well, that's interesting.
Here's another one. Yeah, I've heard this one, Michael. Hit some of, at least some of 16.
Where it's stone, her rhythm falters in the spotlight. She's at a loss, caught in moments, struggling to articulate. But her voice will still be heard above all. They say she can't find the right.
Yeah, hang with this one. It's about Kamala Harris.
I see strength in her every speech. Every stumble is an opportunity to rise and inspire. She reaches out to teach.
So that you gave them the I want a song in praise of Kamala Harris and her speaking skills, which is hilarious. And you can dial in what sort of style of music it does, whether upbeat pop in this case or traditional country in the previous ones.
Well, the first
and
one
the
was
computer
clearly,
just churns out a song.
The first one was clearly Sturgill Simpson, sounded exactly like him. And this one sounds like Dan and Shay, the country music artists who are like pop, but they're on the country station. But so that's interesting that they can do that so well. That the
Again, the chorus
can.
Is, oh, don't underestimate her power. Words may waver, but her resolve is strong. Kamala Harris breaking through the noise. She's paving the way. She'll prove them wrong.
I was just reading this thing in the New York Times about woke AI and all that sort of stuff. And I was wondering if... as my AI ages, will it get more conservative? And then, like, if I have my AI for decades, when it's old AI, will it just be like watching Fox and complaining about kids today?
If AI does become what it has been promised or threatened it will become, yeah. At some point, it'll say, you know what, to hell with it. I'm just going to go fishing.
Yeah, kids have no respect anymore.
Good luck with the modern world. I'm out.
That is pretty funny. Ah, boy. What was the other thing we definitely had to get on the air? There's another big
there's
thing.
So much.
I know there's a big thing. What's going on? Is there something in the news today? I don't know.
Oh, probably. Please. Please. We'll come up with it. Whatever it is, it'll be scintillating.
I had a thing. My brain is, when I'm tired, I've noticed my brain just does not work. It's probably, I would guess it's like 75% of normal when I'm tired. That's a losing a big chunk of your brain.
Well, you know? Are you prioritizing sleep, son? Are you?
No. Well, I'm trying to, but I don't know where I would jam it in. Something would have to give. I left my garage door open the other night, all night long. A couple motorcycles in there and a bunch of different stuff. Just tired. You make a lot of mistakes when you're tired.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hence the laws for pilots and truck drivers, for instance.
It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Anyway, our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
I was just watching the trailer for the new Seinfeld's Pop-Tart movie. He's got a movie about Pop-Tarts. And that's one of his famous very, very early bits, is liking Pop-Tarts. But a Pop-Tarts movie, it's a comedy. It looks pretty funny. Anyway, I was just watching. He was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. There was an interview, and he is talking about how Tony the Tiger is in there and a bunch of different characters and everything like that. And Fallon said something about, did you get the licensing to use him? And he said, no. And he said, you know what? If I get hauled into court on Pop-Tart charges, that'll be the greatest moment of my life.
That's a funny bit. I was just going to say, how much licensing is necessary?
There, I don't know. That sounds kind of funny. So if you live in a city that has really bad traffic, this might be coming to you starting today. They're trying it in New York, I guess.
New York City becoming the first in the country to impose a fee for driving into the busy heart of Manhattan. $15 a day for traveling below 60th Street between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on weekends. Trucks will pay up to $36 daily depending on size, and taxis and rideshare users will see a fee for each trip to, from, or within that zone. The plan makes some exemptions for buses, government, and emergency vehicles. And there are discounts for those who make less than $50,000 and for drivers already paying tolls at the tunnels. The plan still needs to be approved by the Federal Highway Administration, but the MTA saying they fully expect the tolls to kick in by June.
Oh, okay. They didn't start today. That's going to be the next hurdle. But anyway, $15 is quite a bit.
And
And as you heard there, in, out, or within on rideshare. So you might take a lift into the city for $15. Then you get a ride within, like you're going from one building to another to go to a meeting, another $15?
Well, that's on top of the cost of the ride.
That'd be a lot.
That's just the fee to the government.
The most stunning stat to me in that was, how many cars go into that area of Manhattan every day? 700,000. I thought, is that even possibly true? 700,000 cars a day? Wow. Anyway, they're hoping to ease congestion. So it's basically a punish you if you can't quite afford it. It's interesting in a blue city that they're doing such a not progressive tax. Because if you're above a certain income level, you think, it'll suck, but I'll keep driving. I'm not going to, like, take the bus or anything like that. But if you're, you know, on the lower end, it'll change your life and you're not going to drive into town anymore.
Well, right, which is what they're trying to do. Although they said there's a carve out if you make less than 50K. If you're making less than 50 grand and you're commuting into lower Manhattan, what are you doing? Go get a job in Hoboken and save yourself the trouble. Although if you're in that in between, given the expense of living in the New York area, that would be a crippling cost. But they're trying to get people on a mass transit, I guess. London does something similar to this. I don't know a lot about it.
That's something I didn't know. Other cities are already doing this.
Yeah, I think it's to get into central London, there's a toll, essentially.
And if it works in New York, I suppose they'll try it in San Francisco, Chicago. L.A. wouldn't really work. It's so spread out. I can't imagine. It's not like they're talking about lower Manhattan and the congestion there. L.A.'s so spread out, I don't know how it would be.
Right, that wouldn't work. San Francisco can do it through super high tolls on bridges because there are just a small handful of ways to get into the city. But if it were like a specific neighborhood of San Francisco, because, you know, lower Manhattan's a neighborhood, essentially.
As we continue to try to...
I don't know how you would do that.
As we continue to try to force people onto mass transit or to carpool, things that most people clearly hate doing.
Or the utterly unworkable electric car plan as well.
Right.
Realism is just not a factor in a lot of these schemes.
Well, we'll see how this works out.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, I was talking about this with my kids yesterday. If your car starts to go into the water, like you're rolling down a hill into a river, the water's rising above you, what do you do? Here's an expert in some things I've heard. Go ahead.
We live in a society now when what's the first, anytime there's an emergency, what's the first thing people do? They take out their cell phone and they want to film it. No. Do these dress rehearsals in your mind. I call them fire drills for life. Listen, we have so many things that come up, active shooters, plane emergencies. This is another one to add to the list. Just spend a couple of dollars, that makes sense. Have that seatbelt cutter, have that glass break, you know, sway yourself away. So God forbid this happens, you're good to go.
Ah, the seatbelt. That's a good reminder. So I have known for years, just from hearing it in horrifying news stories, man, you got to get your windows down or door open. If you go down into the water with your windows up and your door closed, you're doomed because you cannot. The electronics will kill you. You're putting your window down and the water pressure doesn't allow you to open your door and you die. Like they found those two guys at the bottom of the river in their truck. There where the bridge collapsed. So you got to get your door open. But the seatbelt, yeah.
Seatbelt cutter and then a window smasher.
I don't know. Why can't you undo your seatbelt?
It's jammed. It's broken.
I don't know.
The car's kind of twisted up.
I'll get down my window and undo my seatbelt if I'm starting to go down into the water.
How often am I supposed to rehearse escaping from a watery grave? I
mean, I'm not going to rehearse it a lot.
No.
But I just, no. That would pop into my head immediately. If, like, water's rising around me in a flood, one of those quick floods that happen in the desert, or, you know, you're rolling down a hill and you end up like, but you got to get the door open or you're going to die.
Wow. Wow. You don't want to wait till you're there and then break the, I don't know. Okay, I'll take your word for it. You've researched this.
Yeah, I've heard this a bunch of different times from people. Yeah, because you can understand why your common thinking would be, I'm going to stay in the car and try to figure this out or call somebody or hope I get rescued, but it doesn't work that way.
Your instinct would be keep the water out.
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah.
I think if that's not good advice and I perish, my cold, wet blood will be on your hands. Also, I think it's notable that the first thing this alleged expert says,
Right. Don't
take out your phone and start taping it so you can put it on the Instagram.
I did see one video of the... Like, while the bridge was collapsing, somebody had their phone out doing the selfie. Look, the bridge is coming down. Who thinks of this? You're Everybody. Wired a certain way. I don't. That's not my first thought, is I got to get myself involved to post this.
That, to me, is one-tenth as crazy and fascinating as all the people who were in the theater that was shot up by ISIS-K in Moscow who were doing the same thing.
Right, I saw some of those, too. You've got an active shooter situation. You're in the theater, and you've got your phone out to make sure you can post this later and get lots of clicks. What the hell?
And maybe even if your motivations were good, I need to get evidence for the authorities. The active shooter turned into an active shooter and fire bomber, and a lot of those people perished in the flames and smoke. So they thought they were far enough away from the guns. But anyway, an overly serious analysis of a bit of audio explaining, don't worry about Instagram if you're dying.
So if you're worried about Instagram, do whatever you want.
Oh, I see. I see. Jack Darwin is playing the role of Charles Darwin
exactly. Now,
thinning the herd. I understand now. Total change of topic. I thought it was interesting. The Goldwater Institute, and we have some friends who are standing up for individual liberty and reasonableness there, have this big project where they're going after various colleges for their DEI requirements and what they're teaching in classes, including journalism classes. And some of this struck me. It's the DEI stuff does not stand up to the barest resistance or the most surface questioning causes it to crumble. One of the opening sections of this, they're talking about this journalism school that's teaching all about microaggressions. And for instance, they say, I believe the most qualified person should get the job is a microaggression. It's that statement communicates that, quote, people of color are given extra unfair benefits because of their race. Well, no, people who say, I believe the most qualified person should get the job, don't believe in giving extra unfair benefits for their race. And plus, it's a statement of just simple principle. Meritocracy, the best person gets the job. I don't care who's offended by that. Like it or lump it, as they used to say back in the day. And then I love this one. You cannot say everyone can succeed in this society if they work hard enough, because that statement communicates, and I quote, that people of color are lazy and or incompetent and need to work harder. Your paranoia is not my problem. There are immigrants from every corner of this globe who live and work in the United States and have more money than I will ever see because they're smart and they're aggressive and they're entrepreneurial. Everyone can succeed in this society if they work hard enough is undeniable.
How has it not become more of a thing by now that, like, people from India or a lot of your Asian countries are kicking everybody's asses? Yeah. And so what's the deal? It ain't white people. If I see a super cool, like top of the line AMG race car Mercedes or a McLaren or something like that, almost guaranteed it's going to be a person of some color driving it. not a white guy. Almost always, at least where I, the part of the country I live in. And it doesn't make me think that, like, they're getting unfair advantages or whatever.
That's an affirmative action, McLaren.
I think their culture is just more into, like, computer science and math and stuff than I am. And so they're rich people.
Yeah, I don't. Again, you're reacting to something that is simply a truism by saying, you're trying to say that I'm something, blah, blah, blah. That's, again, you're projecting, as they say in the world of psychology. Cut it out or don't. I don't care.
Maybe I made a mistake. Are you allowed to call Asian people people of color, or you have to be brown or black to be people?
We went through that the other day. Well, it's utterly, wildly inconsistent.
Well, I realize that in, like, technical terms. But just for, like, the general population, is Asian considered person of color?
Yes, except when it's not.
Okay.
Except when it's inconvenient for progressives. Then they're not.
Next time I see a super, super expensive car and it's not an Asian dude, will be the first time in a very, very long time.
And interesting. Well, you live in a weird case because you live in a college town that has a university that a certain number of full freight paying foreign nationals attend.
The
and they are very, very wealthy people.
And I see this around the whole Bay Area. But the flex is having a license plate over your foreign license plate. I've noticed that's the flex. My son explained this to me. It indicates that you shipped the car. Not only does your college kid drive a $200,000 car, but you shipped it from China or Japan or wherever it came from.
Okay, great.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, and back to the Goldwater thing, which is leading actually to the main thing I wanted to talk about. They also get into the gender-bending madness. It advises if you identify with the gender you were assigned at birth, here are a bunch of unearned benefits that you get that many folks do not. This is cisgender privilege that they're teaching in these journalism schools. First of all, you're not assigned a gender at birth. It's observed. It's plainly, easily observed in the vast, 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 vast majority of cases.
A penis.
You can access gender-exclusive spaces, for instance, and not be excluded due to your trans status. So you should feel really lucky and probably a little ashamed if you're the sex that you are. You don't need to worry about being placed in a sex-segregated detention center, holding facility, jail, or prison that is incongruent with your identity. I'd love to get more on the gender-bending madness, but thank gosh they're trying to knock down teaching this garbage in journalism schools. But I wanted to get to this story from the Free Beacon. And that is, okay, why are you not reloading? Thank you very much. Here we go. Here it comes. The U.S. intelligence agencies are the latest to get woke, and whistleblowers are coming out with their publicizing the DEI training that they're being forced to undergo. These are our spooks and spies and guys who do dirty stuff you don't talk about under the cloak of darkness in foreign lands. The U.S. top intelligence agency wants to ban its spies from using biased language, including the terms radical Islamists and jihadists, saying that these words are hurtful to Muslim Americans and detrimentally impact our efforts as they bolster extremist rhetoric. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, seeks to ban a range of common terms because it says they offend Muslims and foment racism against employees. In addition to terms describing Islamic terrorists, ODNI instructs employees to avoid phrases such as blacklisted, cakewalk, brown bag.
Wait a second. I gotta
grandfathered. Insanity check.
I gotta stop you on cakewalk and grandfathered. Why are either one of those a problem?
This is actually old news that I remember going over years ago as the woke DEI thing was getting started. And it is a neo-Marxist cult. All DEI programs must be ended now wherever they exist. They're awful. They're not for diversity. Equity is communism. And by inclusion, they mean inclusion of more people who think exactly like me to get the rest of you out of here.
I understand blacklisted, even though it's stupid, but I get that one.
Well, Jack, it implies black is bad and white is good.
Well, sure, right. But
Though nobody ever uses the term whitelisted. Oh, again, even the tiniest resistance in your idiotic cultish arguments crumble. Go ahead.
But what's the problem with cakewalk?
Remember that's
pie, the... People who like pie feel left out?
It was it's this anti-pious language. No, it has to do with cakewalks used to involve slaves or
What?
Grandfathered, obviously. Well, that's gendered language. Please stop using gendered language.
I remember when we briefly weren't supposed to say picnic under the theory that picnics originated when people would bring a basket to watch hangings of black people or something like that, which obviously is not true.
Utterly, utterly fictional. But it is, it's worth reminding everybody that even as awareness of the DEI cult, the gender bending madness cult, radical queer theory, all of that stuff, even as a lot of us are becoming more aware of it and we're rolling it back successfully, the fact that almost half U.S. states now forbid cruel experimental procedures on children to change their sexual characteristics, be they hormones or surgery. We're almost at half the states, along with like all of Europe, and gaining on it. So the awareness is growing. But in government and academia, this stuff is still steaming dead ahead. But can you imagine lecturing our spies and spooks and covert operators saying, oh, Jim, did I just hear you say radical Islamist? That's hurtful to Muslim people. It's, you know, we used to say, come on in, China. We're so soft and dopey and so into gazing at our own navels, we're no longer able to take care of ourselves. I'd like to think the fight isn't lost yet.
So today is sentencing day for the former Crypto King. The guy with the curly head of hair.
Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, he's going to save the world, Jack.
Who in his 20s had the most valuable crypto company in the world, stole $1 billion from investors, and he gets sentenced today. Is he going to spend 40 or 50 years in prison? He might. What the prosecutors want. Got more on that and a bunch of other stuff on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And he is funding everything you can think of. Global warming.
It's one of the biggest problems that we have to tackle together as a world.
Neglected tropical diseases.
More than 1 billion people suffer from them. We have to eliminate these diseases.
And of course, animal welfare.
Animals deserve to live just like we do. It's also why I'm vegan.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to steal $100 billion.
Stole billions of dollars from investors while funding his incredibly lavish, fun lifestyle. 32-year-old gave a 20-minute statement in front of the court just a little bit ago, saying I was responsible for FTX and the collapse is on me. And it haunts me every single day. But the people trying to put him in jail argued that if he thought the math would work, he would do it again. Well, apparently enough people bought that argument because he just got sentenced to 25 years in prison, which is a long time. When you're 32 years old, a sentence dang near as long as your life has got to look pretty rough.
Yeah, that is, that's rough. That's a rough day.
Wow. He was, his guys were pushing for 5 to 7 years, which would not be a treat, but that's a lot better than 25 years. Yeah, I mean, I can barely remember being my early 30s, but if 25 years when you're 32 is the rest of your life.
Sure. Sure. Bankman-Fried's mother, Barbara Fried, who's a far-left activist academic type, said in her letter to the judge that her son had sought to do good in the world from a young age. When he was 4 years old, he tried to help a fallen toddler.
All right.
The judge has got to be thinking, get to the part where he stole like $100 billion.
That's the sort of crap they put in biographies all the time and try to make a connection between that and something that happens when you're a grown-up. I've always hated. Whatever.
He was precocious as well, independently reading complex moral and philosophical literature in middle school.
I don't doubt that. He's probably a really smart guy.
Get to the part where he stole $100 billion.
He probably is a really smart guy to be able to.
In high school, he counseled classmates who were depressed. Yeah, get to the part where you stole all the money.
How long ago was it that he was the crypto king? Less than two years ago when he was riding high and hobnobbing with heads of state and looking out at his Caribbean views from his $30 million penthouse. That was less than 2 years ago. Today, he gets told, yeah, enjoy the next quarter century behind bars. Maybe get a haircut.
Yeah, there's a major sports league that may or may not be kicking into action any minute now that was heavily sponsored by, what was the SBF's FTX? In fact, that logo was everywhere, which they hastily sought to get rid of, and some of it may have come to me, which amuses me a great deal. But yeah, he was the king. He was praised like he was some sort of religious figure on the left because he advocated this, what they call it, responsible capitalism or concerned greed or whatever the idiotic term they coined, where, oh yeah, I'm just making tons and tons of money so I can then give it away to save pandas and AIDS victims and pandas with AIDS and the rest of it. And he was just, oh, he was a godhead. Not so much.
Let's play this clip from back when he was doing interviews.
Sam doesn't need the money to buy a Lamborghini or to buy a Rolex or to impress his friends. In fact, his car is a Toyota Corolla.
Hold on. Where's your car?
It's that one there.
That's like what, a Toyota?
Yeah, it's a Corolla.
Why don't you buy a Lamborghini, man?
I didn't have any particular need for one.
He wants to get rich in order to impact the world and change it.
So then he would drive his Toyota Corolla to impress that dumb reporter to a private airport and get on a private plane and go to his $30 million Caribbean penthouse.
Yes, exactly. Because he's so down to earth. Wait, what?
Come 25 on. Years.
Oof.
Oh, that's a rough day, man.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today. by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.